or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
I are like peas and carrots because we're both listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. His show is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Here are the rules of engagement. You can text message Michael at the number 33103. Start the text message with the word Mike or Michael, and you can ask Michael anything. You can download this show as a podcast. If you like, you can follow Michael on X, formerly Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. To check out Michael's merch, or to find out what time your local affiliate broadcasts his show, go to where Little Jenny says...
Michael says gohere.com.
What's that, Jenny?
Michael says gohere.com.
Hold on tight to your dreams. The show's about to begin. Back to you, Michael.
Here we go. Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I really appreciate Tom Hanks and Forrest Gump doing those rules of engagement for us. You know what I find funny about the rules of engagement? This shows they oftentimes on my local program, which, by the way, you can hear me Monday through Friday from 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time on 630 KHEL on your iHeartRadio app. We have different people that do the rules of engagement, and that is one of them, but it's geared toward the weekday program and not the weekend program. But I often try to explain to people, and this is a lesson for life. This is a life lesson brought to you, no charge for this. Don't try to please people all the time. Now, you should occasionally, look, if someone's going to criticize you for something, you probably should at least listen to it. Even if it's coming from somebody that's a complete jerk or somebody that you have no respect for or anything else, because sometimes some criticism is actually legitimate and you ought to take it into consideration. But you can't live your life trying to please everyone. So even while I would encourage you that, you know, someone's criticizing you about something, particularly, you know, if it's a friend, if it's a spouse, in particular, if it's a spouse, you got to at least pretend like you're paying attention. Or if it's your boss, again, you got to pretend like you're paying attention, even though you may not give a rat's ass what they're saying. You still try to pretend like, okay, I'll try to do that. And then, like me, I just continue to do what I'm going to do anyway. But the larger lesson is this, and it gets back to that Forrest Gump rules of engagement. You can't please everybody, and don't try to please everybody. Because if you do, you'll end up not pleasing anybody. And what's the Rolling Stone song? At some point, you just got to please yourself. And so we do that rules of engagement because I think it's funny. You may not think it's funny, but it's quick, it's succinct, it points it out, and I don't have to do anything about it. But I bring it up because it's a perfect lesson in any successful radio host will, at least they should know this by now. If they don't, they're probably not successful. If you respond to, which obviously I get, particularly on the weekend program when you're on, you know, a bazillion stations around the country, people will send you a text message, which, by the way, you can do that by texting the word Mike or Michael to 33103. just like Forrest said. And people will I don't, you're wrong about XYZ. You know, I always read those because sometimes, I mean, you know, I know you'll find this unbelievable, but sometimes I am fallible. Sometimes, not very often, but occasionally I'm fallible and I get something wrong. But I had a text message 2 weeks ago. Oh, I guess because I was in Rome that, so it must have been 3 weeks ago, who was criticizing those rules of engagement. And I could, I read the text message a dozen times trying to figure out, is this sarcasm or is it real? Is it live or is it Memrex? I decided it was real because of the wording and the phrasing and everything. And they didn't like those rules of engagement because we're making fun of, well, you can't say the word retarded because that's unacceptable anymore. So people who have they are mentally regressed. Is that the word we're supposed to use now? I don't know. But isn't it funny how I think mental retardation is actually a word. It is in whatever the not the PDR, but the, well, it may be in the PDR, the physician's desk reference. But they were offended for using those because it's making fun of someone who has a mental issue, who is, you know, not quite up to speed like you may be. And I thought, have you watched the movie? Did you ever watch Forrest Gump? Forrest, now obviously it's totally fiction, but it's brilliantly done about how a guy who goes through life and ends up in these most unusual predicaments, maybe predicament's not the right word, and goes on to become incredibly successful. It's kind of an American dream story. If you haven't watched that, I would encourage you to watch another movie. It's old. I'm sure you can find it on Amazon or Hulu or somewhere. But it's Peter Sellers, a movie called Being There. B-E-I-N-G-T-H-E-R-E. Being There. And I'd strongly encourage you to watch that movie because, again, it's brilliant comedy about a guy who is a gardener who, again, just happens to, you know, be in the right place at the right time. And it shows the intellectual vapidness, the intellectual emptiness of elites. And the elites, you know, they see the gardener, and because he's a British gardener, he, you know, he does a lot of his gardening in a suit, so in and of itself I find funny. And then he goes about his life, and he happens to go through, I don't want to give away everything, but he happens to walk through, and he encounters some of these elite, you know, British people, and they ask him a question about something, and he has a gardening answer because he's not very smart. And he says something to the effect, I'm just making stuff up at this point, but it's something to the effect like, you know, the flowers will eventually bloom. And these intellectuals, these supposedly super smart people, look at him like, oh, that's brilliant. That's utterly brilliant. So now they embrace him. Someone that they had otherwise completely ignored, he was invisible to them because he's just a gardener, suddenly becomes, oh, this is someone we need to pay attention to. And now he gets invited to all these parties, and he gets invited to all these meetings and things because he has these most simplistic answers that the elites listen to and think, oh, my gosh, this is utter brilliance. So I guess the purpose of all of this is, one, don't try to please everyone, but you'll end up pleasing no one. You should be comfortable enough in your own skin to say what you believe what you say, speak it freely and openly, and yet still be open to criticism. Not that you have to, everything that somebody criticizes you about, that you have to internalize, but sometimes you might be wrong about something. And then also recognize that anytime these elitists, and we're kind of moving into a society where the elitists seem to control everything. Well, you know what? They're a bunch of dummies. They're a bunch of dumbasses. So don't really pay much attention to them, because they're actually kind of destroying Western civilization. The very people that we look up to oftentimes as, we got to respect so-and-so because they're so wealthy. They're one of the world's richest people. Well, take Bill Gates, for example. I really don't like anything that Bill Gates does. And in fact, many of the things that Bill Gates does, I wonder to myself, how in the hell did you develop Microsoft and did you become such, did you become number one, two, or three, depending on the time of day, the richest person in the world? How in the hell did that happen? Because you know what? You're really not all that smart. And some of the stuff that you are supporting really is dangerous, truly dangerous. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, be sure and text the word Michael to 33103. That's how you interact with the program. And, well, hang tight, because Joe Biden, well, we got a lawsuit going on.
It seems like just yesterday when I captured my son's first steps, or when we recorded his soccer games on VHS tapes. Those moments are gone. But the old home movies and pictures don't need to be. That's why my son created Legacy Box.
That's right, Mom. Over a million families have used Legacy Box to digitally preserve their old home movies and photos.
Simply fill Legacy Box with your old camcorder tapes, film, and photos. They will professionally digitize and send them back on DVDs, thumb drive, or the cloud.
With Mother's Day around the corner, it's the perfect time to get your Legacy Box and save your family's history. After all, few things are as important as protecting your precious memories. Give your mom a Mother's Day present she'll never forget. Legacy Box is offering a 60% discount. Order yours today and take advantage of our best Mother's Day sale ever. Visit legacybox.com/audio and for a limited time, get an incredible 60% off your order. That's legacybox.com/audio for 60% off. Legacybox.com/audio.
Feel the pulse of excitement as the Reading Rodeo returns. Bucking by the river, May 15th to the 18th. Secure your place now with tickets exclusively available at ReadingRodeo.com. Experience where legends are forged and unforgettable memories created at the Reading Rodeo. Mark your calendars for May 15th through the 18th. Thank you to our sponsors, Reading Rancheria, Valero, and Ford. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Visit ReadingRodeo.com today.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Redding.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway. Way.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So I'm reading through text messages, and Goober number 8030. Hey, Michael, I am that gardener. They just haven't realized it yet. And yes, 3696, he liked to watch TV. Absolutely. And I find this one interesting. Goober number 7105. Michael, I have a son who is mentally disabled. There is a big difference between humor and intentionally trying to hurt someone. People just need to suck it up and quit acting like a bunch of effing liberals. Yeah, probably so. Probably true. But that's how we've bastardized the language. Because someone's feelings got hurt, then that word becomes verbatim. And there are hundreds, if not thousands, of words like that. And the more you allow emotion as opposed to, and I understand, there is a huge difference between using the term technically, medically, reasonably, how logically, however you want to use it, versus using a term that is you're using to deliberately hurt somebody, then yes, but that doesn't mean you should destroy the word. You should destroy the context in which the word is used. And let's see, the other, actually, I disagree with this. And I think mentally disabled is the better term. But 3723 says, Michael, the term you should use is the person is on the spectrum. Levels you spelled Austrian. I think you meant autism. Levels of autism. But I would disagree with that because mentally disabled can have nothing to do with autism. Autism is a form of mental disability. So it's a subset of the broader term of someone being mentally disabled or mentally retarded. And we have so packed that term retarded with emotion that people are, I don't want to do that because I don't want to offend anybody. That last phrase, because I don't want to offend anybody, bugs the hell out of me. Because things, for example, when you think about me doing 23 hours of radio a day, and then all the interactions I have during the course of a 7-day week, all of the things that I write, interact with people, everything else, if all I did was every word that came out of my mouth, I had to stop and consider, is there anybody either in my presence or outside of my presence that might be offended by what I'm about to say? If you really lived your life that way, you'd never say or do anything. Virtually nothing. Now, there's a huge difference. Do not misunderstand me. There's a huge difference between just saying what you believe, saying it rationally, logically, very specifically, carefully with your words. Nothing wrong with that. There is that versus deliberately trying to offend someone. And those people are easy to recognize. You know why? Because usually whatever they're saying makes no sense whatsoever. Or it's illogical. Or there's some sort of fallacy in the premise of what they're saying. So it's just one of my bugaboos as someone who lives by words. Because it's not just radio, it's the speaking engagements I do all over the world. When I go to, when I was speaking in Dubai, for example, do I parse my words because there are people in the audience from Saudi Arabia, or they're from Kuwait, they're from, well, there wouldn't be anybody there from Yemen, from Oman, the United Arab Emirates, do I parse my words or do I just make certain that what I'm about to say is backed up and is from the heart and that is logical and rational? And of course, everything has some emotion attached to it. That way you have a good balance of IQ and EQ. So no, I didn't parse my words whatsoever. And I would say that audience, just like any other audience that I might speak to, appreciates that openness and willingness to just open the kimono and say, this is what I think, this is why I think this, Sure, it's open to criticism. And sure, it's open to rebuttal. But that point that I just made, this is what I believe. This is why I believe it. These are the facts or the reasoning or the logic or whatever it is behind it. And you do that with emotion. Then if somebody wants to counter that, that's called free speech. That's called debate. That's called the clash of ideas. And that is the very basis of individual liberty and individual freedom. And we see that being destroyed on college campuses everywhere. Absolutely everywhere. But I've chased a squirrel, and I apologize for doing that. Because I wanted to talk about this lawsuit. There's a group called America First, the America First Foundation. It's a nonprofit. It's a conservative nonprofit. They filed a lawsuit. After this lawsuit, the Biden administration has agreed to disband the Homeland. This is a subset of the Department of Homeland Security. It's called the Homeland Intelligence Experts Group. It was formed by Alejandro Mayorkas, the DH secretary that was impeached, but the Senate killed it. It consisted of individuals from the private sector that was, and this group was designed to give insights on the government's intelligence and national security endeavors. Now, why would there be a lawsuit over this? Because critics contended that the board was more partisan than neutral. There were concerns over the involvement of people like James Clapper, the former director of national intelligence, and John Brennan, the former CIA director, because both of those yahoos had previously signed a letter questioning the truth behind the Hunter Biden laptop story. Think about this. Two guys, the DNI, the director of national intelligence, and a former CIA director, who signed a letter that said the Hunter Biden laptop story, oh, that's just Russian disinformation. That's just part of Russian collusion. When those highly placed intelligence officials knew better and actually lied about the Hunter Biden laptop story. So DHS is surrendering to the demands in this lawsuit. They're closing down what was clearly a partisan intelligence board trying to help justify what DHS was doing, violating your privacy rights and all the gross civil rights invasions going on to target political enemies in this country. And so now they're surrendering documents. They're going to hand them over. They've won. They've beat them. This is what needs to occur more and more often. We need more opportunities to find out exactly what it is that Homeland Security and all the intelligence apparatus that we've built up in this country are doing in terms of spying on Americans and targeting Americans. The CIA, not even supposed to be operating within the confines of the continental United States. But we know they do, and we know DHS runs cover for them. So Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. We got a lot more coming up.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Does your current trophy wife want a life insurance policy three times the size of your previous mistakes? Relax and call Big Lou at Term Provider. Big Lou says if you're in your 50s, even a bit porky, a $1 million term life policy should only cost about $200 to $300 per month. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He likes trophies, too. For affordable life insurance, call 800-529-2856.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over 1 million pets helped with DinoVite.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Attention foodies and flavor enthusiasts. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and sink your teeth into a flavor explosion with our Cinco de Mayo special. Satisfy your cravings with our mouth-watering Berea quesadilla. Available in seasons on Sunday, May 5th from 3 p.m. till 9 p.m. Indulge in this culinary masterpiece for only $10 with a River Club card or $15 without. For complete menu details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
You are gone.
Tonight, hold Michael on. Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
You and I are like peas and carrots because we're both listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. This show is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Here are the rules of engagement. You can text message Michael at the number 33103. Start the text message with the word Mike or Michael. And you can ask Michael anything. You can download this show as a podcast. If you like, you can follow Michael on X, formerly Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. to check out Michael's merch or to find out what time your local affiliate broadcasts his show, go to where little Jenna says...
Michael says gohere.com.
What's that, Jenna?
Michael says gohere.com.
Hold on tight to your dreams. The show's about to begin. Back to you, Michael.
One of the things that drives me crazy about progressivism is things start out as these tiny little problems, these tiny little issues, and then they grow and they grow and they grow and they metastasize like a horrible cancer of some sort. And if you start out at the beginning of that little problem, let's say, for example, illegal immigration, which let me just say, I get sick and tired of talking about illegal immigration. I really do. But I also know that it's one of those issues that has all these tentacles, again, like a metastatic cancer, that it's spreading to all parts of the body of this country in every possible way that you can imagine. But think back 20, 30, 40 years ago when you had the issue of some Mexicans crossing at Tijuana to go into California and to work the avocado fields or the lettuce fields or whatever they were doing. And then they would go back. And people saw the illegal crossings and they thought, well, you know, that's wrong. We really should do something about that. Yet the farmers were able to get cheap labor. And again, as people like to say, they were doing jobs that Americans wouldn't do. And so it was a problem because it was, again, this tiny little degradation of the rule of law. And even though, and so because it was so tiny, people were like, yeah, there's something, I don't like that. There's something wrong about that. But nobody raised their hand and said, wait, we need to stop this. We need to fix this. And because nobody raised their hand, or at least not enough hands were raised, it grew and it grew and it grew. So it reaches the point where today illegal immigration is a serious threat to the sovereignty of this nation. And you may ask yourself, well, why do I care about the sovereignty of this nation? Because if you don't have a shared common aspiration, a shared common even background and understanding of how a country works, let's do it in reverse for a moment. I've spent a lot of time in Russia, a lot of time. And every time I would go to Russia, I would get this briefing from the CIA about, okay, here, they would literally come to my office and sit down and give me an entire briefing about everything going on in the country, things I should be aware of, things I should watch out for. Don't take these personal items. You know, don't take your personal cell phone. We're going to give you we'll give you a government cell phone, and you can use that to make personal calls. Don't take your personal laptop. We'll give you another laptop. That'll be a laptop that, and literally, when I would get back, they would take those items, and then they would scan them, and they would dig into the hard drive, and they would look for malware. They would look for anything, because that's the Russian society. And I also knew that anything that I said was obviously being listened to extremely closely, and that anything I would do was being observed by KGB operatives that followed us everywhere. And we knew they were following us. My security detail, in fact, at one point, I don't want to go into the entire story, but at one point we had to dash into a monastery because there was a riot going on. We were trying to escape the riot. And we were waiting for the crowds to disperse before we left. But before we could make our own decision to leave, a KGB agent stepped into the monastery and told the head of my detail, hey, it's safe for you guys to go back to the hotel. So we knew we were always being followed. I mean, I'll give you a really quick example besides that one, which I found funny. Eating in a restaurant. I'm with a couple of my staffers. We're eating at one table. The security details sitting at another table, and we were having lunch, as I recall. And they would not take my credit card. It was a government-issued credit card, and it was like, you know, a Visa or something, which is accepted by that cafe that we were in. They wouldn't take it. And so I'm kind of arguing with the server, like, well, this is a legitimate credit card. You can go run it. It'll be processed. You can get the payment, blah, 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 blah. And he was wanting cash. And suddenly somebody comes over, whispers in his ear, the waiter, and suddenly he's taking the credit card. It was one of our minders. It was one of the KG people that were following us. So the point of all of that is this. I go to a foreign country. They have their own set of values. They have their own set of mores. They have their own historical background. They have everything that makes that country that country. And I, as an American, may think that, well, I'm going to go to Russia, and I'm just going to be the ugly American and do what I damn well please. No, I'm not going to do that. Out of respect for their culture, I'm not going to do that. But what's happening in this country? People are flooding into this country from all over the world now. Illegal immigration is no longer about Mexicans coming across to work in the fields of California. It's now people coming from friends and allies and enemies all over the world, unabated. There's no limitation whatsoever. And what are they doing? Non-citizens are voting in U.S. elections despite what the Biden government or despite what the cabal wants to tell you to the contrary. And the people that are voting in our elections who have no ties to our history, our mores, our values, anything about what makes us American, they're voting in our elections. And you know what? They're three times more likely to vote for Democrats than they are for anybody else. The Republican Party, the Independents, the Green Party, even the Democrat Socialists of America, or the Communist Party USA. No, they vote Democrat. Non-citizens can sometimes register and cast ballots because of negligence by election workers or registration drives that are sponsored by government agencies that are just trying to just sweep a broad net and get people lined up and get them registered. But there's a series of criminal cases involving ballots cast by illegal aliens in North Carolina that has revealed a lot of really concerning data regarding the frequency of non-citizen voting and which party they support. Now, this is not a state criminal charge. These are federal prosecutors that have brought charges against 37 illegal aliens who voted in the 2016 election in North Carolina. And by a 3-to-1 ratio, those individuals supported Democrats over Republicans. The non-citizens, the illegal aliens, cast 99 ballots in multiple elections dating as far back as 1996. The criminal charges are about 2016 ballots cast, 2016 ballots. But in the investigation, they find that many of these illegal aliens, and they find other illegal aliens, statute of limitations expired, that voted as far back as 1996. Most of the non-citizen voters only participated in federal elections. Now, they found a few ballots cast in local races, but the majority were cast in federal races. Now, according to one of the federal U.S. attorneys who handled most of the North Carolina prosecutions, elected officials appeared to register non-citizens that they believed would likely support Democrat candidates. In one case, a non-citizen's voter registration, an illegal alien's voter registration, was accepted only after it became clear that that individual was going to vote for Hillary Clinton in 2016. One of those people charged, Eloy Alberto Zayas Barrier. Let me tell you about him. Be sure and text the word Michael to 33103. Let's talk about Eloy next.
Wow. Judge Napolitano here. The verdict is in. I've personally seen what goes on in D.C., and we could have some real challenges ahead. Congress can't stop spending money. The Fed can't stop printing money, and our national debt is increasing $1 trillion every 100 days. That's a wealth-destroying pace. Your dollars will buy less, and your retirement could be worth less. That's why gold is so important. It helps hedge against wealth destruction. I did my research, and it led me to gold, and that led me to Lear Capital. Over 25 years of experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. I encourage everyone to call Lear for their free $3,200 gold report at 800-927-2400. There's no obligation, just free education. And ask how you can qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus gold. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
June 8th is your chance to support our veterans. Join Simpson University, Dr. Paul DeNuca, and Josh Parker Real Estate for the Simpson Veteran Success Center Fundraising Gala, featuring John Bardis, founder and chairman of Higher Heroes. You'll be moved by the real stories of Johnny, Ruby, Jess, and Julia. Go to the SimpsonU.edu events page to become a sponsor or reserve your table now. That's SimpsonU.edu/events.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hey, you're listening to Living with Michael Brown. I don't know what's wrong with you, but that's what you're doing. We're talking about progressivism in the context of illegal immigration and how it grows and grows and grows to the point where if you were able to go back in time, most people would say that, oh yeah, okay, Mexicans coming across to work in California, that might be a problem because it shows we have lack border security and that might be an issue and we're kind of concerned about that. But nobody really cared. Nobody really cared about it at all. Because nobody has the ability to look around the corner and see that, oh my gosh, this is going to grow into something much worse than what it is. But that's the very nature of progressivism. That's the very nature of Marxism. That's how it works. You start small, you start tiny, because you know what the end game is. And too many Americans are too stupid or too lazy to understand what the end game is. So we let it grow and metastasize, and we know we got a tumor here, but the tumor doesn't seem to be malignant. It seems to be growing, but the doctor tells us, you know, the doctors, the politicians tell us, well, it's okay, don't worry about it. And then the cabal tells you, don't worry about it, and there's nothing to see here. And so we tend to ignore it. We get distracted. We get distracted by some shiny object, TikTok. We get distracted by, oh, I don't know, inflation. We get distracted by any number of things. You know, whatever's going on in your community. You know, somebody on the park board, or somebody on the HOA, or somebody doing something. And we forget about the big things. And these little things grow into major problems that at some point are destructive of the sovereignty of the country. Eloy Alberto Zayas Barrier. Barrier, I'm not sure how to pronounce it. He's been in this country since 1980. He came here as part of the Mariel boat lift. That was when we saw over 100,000 Cuban nationals land on American shores. So in 2016, he decides, now think about it, what's this guy been doing? So let's see, 36 years. So he gets here in 1980, and 36 years later, he decides, you know what? I think I'll go vote. I wonder what prompted him after 36 years, I think I'll go vote. He showed up at an early voting location. Don't even get me started about early voting. And he showed the election worker his government-issued work permit, who then allowed him to register as a Democrat and cast a ballot. So for 36 years, suddenly, when Hillary Clinton's running, and you got that crazy guy, Orange Man Bad, Donald Trump, running against Hillary, he decides it's time to go vote. In South Carolina, another recent incident saw a non-citizen receive multiple voter registration forms after they filed for public assistance with the Medicaid office in South Carolina. And then they go register and they go vote. And as the data shows from these prosecutions, they tend to vote Democrat. And what does that mean? It means if you're a conservative Republican, for that matter, if you're on the Green, if you're the Green Party, hell's bells, well, I was going to say something stupid, which is not unusual for me. I was going to say something stupid. If you're a member of the Communist Party USA, and you hear that these people are voting Democrat and not voting for the Communist Party USA, you might be upset until you realize, oh, there's not really much difference. So they're voting for the Democrat Party. Well, that's as good as voting for the Communist Party USA. Or the Democrat Socialists of America, the DSA. Over time, that grows to a big problem. Because that changes the direction of the country based on people who came here who don't share our values, who don't understand what it is to live as an American, who don't understand, because they come from a background of tyranny. They come from a background of repression. And so while they may, and this is not true for everybody, but I have to make a generalized statement. Many, if not most of those people who come here escaping tyranny, don't have the background. They don't have the upbringing. They don't have the education that it takes to live in a free and open society. They're rather accustomed to someone telling them what to do all the time. They're rather accustomed to living in a country that is a country of limited possibilities, not unlimited possibilities. They come from a country where they walk into a grocery store, they're hopeful that they can find a banana, not every kind of banana you can imagine, from the greenest to the brownest, or every kind of produce that you can imagine from all over the world. They're not accustomed to that. And they don't know what it even means to be able to exercise free speech. And so when they hear something that maybe they find, oh, I find that enticing, but I don't know if I can agree with that or not, because I might get in trouble. They don't share our values. And yet they're coming here by the millions. It's no longer the California lettuce fields. It is now everywhere. And just like this particular example, how did they end up on the voting rolls? Because they signed up for Medicaid. You're paying for that. You're paying for that, and it's spreading everywhere. These little problems grow into big problems. What's the lesson for us in this? Everyone that I talk to in my sphere of influence, everyone. I've got super liberal friends, and I've got people that are right-wing nut job friends. They cross the political spectrum. They cross the economic spectrum. They cross the social spectrum. And to a T, they all worry about what's happening to this country. Those that find themselves as what I would consider to be liberal Democrats now look at what's happening in the country and they go, this is not what I signed up for as a liberal Democrat. I kind of wanted to help people, but I didn't want to create an entire dependency class. I didn't want to create an entire class of people, particularly non-citizens, that all of us that work every single day and pay the taxes, that somehow we were going to spend all of that money to keep all of those people enslaved by government. Liberal Democrats are looking at their own party and saying, no, this isn't right. The lesson for us to learn, it's going to take patience and it's going to take time to unwind decades of progressive Democrat Marxist policies. We're not going to turn it around, even with the outcome of the next election and Trump or Republican, whoever it is, wins on November 5. It's going to take years to fix this.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Go with your gut. Go with Dynavite. 70% of your dog's immune system is based in the gut. So for overall health, good nutrition is vital. But how can you be sure your dog is getting the nutrition they need? A diet lacking proper nutrients can present issues like itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. Dinovite. Dinovite is the delicious nutritional supplement created to boost your dog's overall health. And the reviews are incredible.
Poor Sam. He was a mess, always itching. Probably 2 weeks after he started Dinovite, I started to see improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent.
Right now, try Dinovite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at Dinovite.com/radio. That's Dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dinovite.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a stack for everyone. Get yours today at Black Bear Diner. Now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Redding on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew with Washington. President Biden raised eyebrows this week when he described two U.S. allies as xenophobic countries.
The surprising comments came during a fundraiser here in Washington when the president argued that migration has been good for the U.S. economy. He said that Japan and India were struggling economically because they're xenophobic countries that do not welcome immigrants. Both nations are U.S. allies, and the president's remarks came just 3 weeks after Mr. Biden hosted the Japanese prime minister for a lavish official visit. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Diplomatic efforts are intensifying in Cairo this weekend. International mediators there are meeting and trying to establish an agreement between Israel and Hamas to end the war in Gaza. Former Israeli ambassador to the United States, Dr. Michael Oren, says there's clearly a unified force behind the anti-Israel demonstrations on campus.
Clearly this is being funded and organized in an attempt not to just to transform American policy from pro to anti-Israel. The chance is an effort here to subvert American higher education.
Dr. Oren was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network this week. President Biden last night presented 19 recipients with the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor, presented to what the White House calls individuals who've made exemplary contributions. The Republican National Committee is suing to stop Nevada from being able to count mail-in ballots received in election offices after Election Day.
State law allows the counting of ballots received up to 4 business days after Election Day if they were postmarked before the end of voting. The RNC's federal lawsuit contends this violates the U.S. Constitution's provision there is only 1 day for Election Day. The suit is one of several trying to end the practice of counting mail ballots received after Election Day, which is legal in 19 states. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. We've helped over 30,000 families out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. At Wesley Financial Group, we're dedicated to helping timeshare owners get out of their financial nightmare. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free timeshare exit information kit. 800-256-5533. That's 800-256-5533. 800-256-5533.
Canadian police say they arrested 3 suspects in the slaying of a Sikh separatist leader last June. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports that case has caused diplomatic tensions between Canada and India.
Hardeep Singh Nijjar was shot and killed by masked gunmen near Vancouver last year. The 3 arrested are all Indian nationals in their 20s. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau sparked a diplomatic feud with India last year when he said there were credible allegations of Indian involvement in the killing.
Any involvement of a foreign government in the killing of a Canadian citizen on Canadian soil is an unacceptable violation of our sovereignty.
Investigators are looking into possible ties with the government. India accused Nijjar of links to terrorism, but angrily denied involvement in his killing. India removed 41 of 62 Canadian diplomats in the country. I'm Ed Donahue.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. U.S. Representative Henry Cuellar and his wife have been indicted. Correspondent Mike Hempen has a report.
A federal indictment says the couple accepted nearly $600,000 from an Azerbaijan-controlled energy company and bank in Mexico. In exchange, the indictment says Cuellar agreed to advance the interest of the country and the bank in the U.S. Cuellar has released a statement saying he and his wife are innocent of all the allegations. I'm Mike Hempen.
Nippon Steel has postponed the expected closing of its $14 billion takeover of U.S. Steel by 3 months. That's after the Department of Justice requested more documentation. Tokyo-based Nippon says it's cooperating with a request and that the deal is expected to go through. The sale's already been approved by U.S. Steel shareholders, but it is opposed by both President Biden and former President Trump. More of these stories at townhall.com.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
You and I are like peas and carrots because we're both listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. This show is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Here are the rules of engagement. You can text message Michael at the number 33103. Start the text message with the word Mike or Michael. And you can ask Michael anything. You can download this show as a podcast. If you like, you can follow Michael on X, formerly Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. To check out Michael's merch or to find out what time your local affiliate broadcasts his show, go to where little Jenna says,
Michael says gohere.com.
What's that, Jenna?
Michael says gohere.com.
Hold on tight to your dreams. The show's about to begin. Back to you, Michael.
Thanks, Forrest. Appreciate that. Be sure and remember, you can, anytime you want to send me a text message, just text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Are you afraid? Are you scared? Are you scared yet? Cause the bird flu's coming for you. Yeah, the bird flu's everywhere. So the next big thing, I guess, it's been what, 4 years since we had, the COVID. So now it's time for another panic. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Do you know that it used to be just called the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC? Centers for Disease Control. But there's a lot to be said about what goes into a name, because a name tells you a lot about what the mission is. The original mission of the Centers for Disease Control was about how do we study and control diseases? Like, let's have some sort of clearinghouse for everything that private pharmaceutical labs do, that the national labs do, Lawrence Livermore, Los Alamos, anywhere. They do things other than just, you know, super secret weapon stuff. They do medical research also. So how can we do things that would help us control diseases in this country, like measles, rubella, whooping cough, what cancer, whatever it might be? But then when you add the word prevention, suddenly, just like all mission creep of government agencies, suddenly become so much more. Well, now the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is now warning that avian flu viruses pose, are you ready? You know, here's a word that up until 4 years ago, we rarely, if ever, talked about. But they're now warning that avian flu, bird flu, poses, quote, pandemic potential. I hope you didn't throw away your little blue masks. I hope you didn't forget how to use Uber Eats or DoorDash, you know, to get your food. I hope you forgot that you may not be an essential employee, so you know, you what, maybe we'll start getting government checks again. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
Yeah.
This new analysis suggests that one dairy worker's case, one dairy worker, oh, it's got to start somewhere, right? Got to have ground zero somewhere, could represent the first known instance of transmission of bird flu from animals to humans. Now, that would be indeed a mark. That is a significant evolution of the virus. There's no question about that. But a CDC technical report, which doesn't get the headlines, says that bird flu presents a, quote, low risk to the general public for now, but the viruses have caused severe respiratory disease in infected humans worldwide, and that it is likely dairy workers identified as having symptoms, well, they're refusing to be tested. So now that leaves the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention with gaps in their knowledge. I wonder why people are refusing to be tested. You know, I hear this all the time within my business, and you probably hear it too. You know, right now there's this crud going around. In fact, I had this crud last week after I got back from Rome. I was off air for a day. I tried to go on air one day, like on a Monday, and it was so horrible by the end of the show that I called my boss and said, I can't show up tomorrow. And so I took that day off. In fact, I went to the doctor. Very first thing they did, test for COVID, came back negative. And I asked my doctor, because I got a pretty good relationship with this doctor. I have a very good relationship with this doctor. I said, why are you testing for COVID? And he goes, just to rule it out. Everybody's got this other stuff. Why, if everybody else got this other stuff, I appreciate the fact that you want to test for COVID, but I was thinking to myself the whole time, if I have the COVID, if I got the COVID, am I going to tell people at work? No, I'm probably not. You know why? Because I don't want someone coming down hard on me and saying, hey, you can't show up for work for the next 5 days, 7 days, whatever the new period is, and I'm just not going to do that. And so I asked my doctor, if I do have COVID, am I contagious? He goes, oh, no, you're way beyond being contagious. If you were contagious, you were actually contagious if I'd had COVID, which I didn't. If I'd had COVID, you'd have been contagious long before you had the symptoms. So if I don't have symptoms and I'm contagious, but then when I actually developed the symptoms, which was a horrible sore throat and just achy all over, and he said, yeah, it's this viral thing going around, which nobody can identify what it is. It's like everything's now COVID. Everything's COVID-like anyway. He goes, now that you've got those symptoms, you're no longer, you really aren't infectious anymore. You're not contagious. And I knew he was telling me the truth, because his nurse who was testing me didn't have a mask on. He didn't put a mask on. When I went to the pharmacy to get my meds, nobody had a mask on. Nobody asked me to put a mask on. And even if they had, I probably wouldn't have, because the little blue masks don't do anything in terms of preventing viruses from spreading anyway. They only work on bacteria. So here we are again, playing the same game again. There's one dairy worker known to have contracted the bird flu that had previously passed into cattle in Texas that did not disclose the name of their workplace, which now the CDC says is hamstringing the investigator's ability to test further for infections. Now, why he roadblocked the investigation, I don't know. I couldn't find any reason why. Although agribusinesses and meatpacking corporations, guess what they do? Well, they employ a lot of illegal or inadequately vetted immigrants in huge numbers. So perhaps they don't want to get tested because they don't want, you got the COVID or you got the bird flu, and so now we need all your data because we got to put you into a database. I'm so sick and tired of being put in databases. The New England Journal of Medicine, a once very well-respected medical journal, in one of their reports, researchers, including some from the CDC, concluded there is strong evidence, whatever that means, that the Texas farm worker contracted the disease from sick cattle, which would mark the first known instance of animal-to-human transmission. Now, if bird flu transfers from birds to humans, possibly via some sort of intermediate animal at scale. The New England Journal of Medicine says the impact could be 100 times worse than COVID, with the virus having a far higher death rate. All right, let's get ready. Let's get started. Because now we can spend taxpayer money funding research to make bird flu more virulent, and we can do it in China. Let's send some bird flu samples over to China and see if we can't get this thing worldwide. Think I'm nuts? We're watching the same game unfold again. If this is true, and it really is jumping from animals to humans, what are you going to do? I don't work in a meat processing plant. I don't work on a farm. What are you going to do? Well, be prepared, because they're going to try to scare the bejesus out of you. Text the word Micro Micro 33103. Hang tight.
Judge Napolitano here. Can you believe the chaos we're facing today? Government is out of control. Spending is out of control. And the dollar is dying. It's just a matter of time until digital money replaces cash. It's coming fast. So you need to get educated in other ways to invest and preserve the wealth you already have. Start now by calling Lear Capital at 800-927-2400. Get their free report, The Tipping Point. Learn what rising debt and a digital dollar could mean for your retirement. Do what I did. Buy gold from Lear Capital to protect your wealth. Over 25 years experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. Lear is whom I trust when I buy gold. Get the report and up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Micro Michael to this number, 33103. Great text messages today. So I was going to move on to something else, but then something caught my eye during the break. So in one of the computer monitors that I have in front of me, I've got the Drudge Report up. Well, guess what one of the headlines is? Disturbing first photo of Texas farm worker who caught bird flu shows bleeding in eyeballs. Oh, my gosh. So I pulled up the story. It's from the Daily Express. And it's got a picture. It's got this. I'm sorry. I should not laugh about this because it says it's painful. But it shows a picture of just, you know, imagine a very, well, you can see it. You can go to the Drudge Report and look at it yourself. But it shows a very close-up picture. It's about, I'd say, 5 inches by 2 inches. So very up close, all you see are the eyeballs and his eyebrows, and it looks like really bad bloodshot eyes. Like, buddy, you've had too much to drink, or you got really bad allergies. You need some Visine. You need something. Get some rest, buddy. Come on, get some rest. Story starts out, the first image of a Texas farm worker infected with bird flu from a cow shows he suffered bleeding in his eyeballs. It's thought to be the first known case of mammal-to-human transmission and comes as the CDC warned that the H5N1 virus poses a pandemic potential. So that led me to wonder, in my audio clipping service, what can I find about bird flu? So I did a word search real quickly. Let's go back to October 18, 2005. You may or may not recognize this U.S. Senator's voice, but I will tell you that he's a Democrat. He was from the state of Illinois. He served less than one term as a United States Senator. He has a background, a very good background as a community organizer, and he went on to become President of the United States of America. So on October 18, 2005, this senator went to the floor of the Senate and said this.
Although we've begun to step up to the plate in the Senate, it is unfortunate that none of the avian flu bills that have been introduced have yet passed into law. There's been too much talk, not enough action. And this isn't just true in the Congress. 1 year after publishing the draft pandemic flu plan, the administration still has not released the final HHS pandemic flu preparedness plan. Half the states haven't published plans either. And we know that many of these states will need substantial help. This lack of planning is compounded by the fact that we still don't have an FDA-approved vaccine against avian flu, and the one drug that many countries are relying on, Tamiflu, may be less effective than experts have thought. The manufacturer is also struggling to meet the demand, and it could take up to 2 years for it to make enough for the U.S. stockpile, presuming this administration finally puts in an order for the drug. I would ask my colleagues how many hearings and briefings that they have sat through where witnesses and experts have urged the United States government to be better prepared for these types of crises. The failure to prepare for emergencies can have devastating consequences. We learned that lesson the hard way after Katrina. This nation must not be caught off guard when faced with the prospects of a pandemic because the consequences are simply too high.
Just stop and think about this for a moment. This is 19 years ago. So 19 years ago, here's Barack Obama criticizing the Bush administration for not being prepared for a pandemic. Now let's fast forward to 2020. And what did we do? We did virtually everything wrong. Everything wrong. So under both a Republican and a Democrat president, we responded to COVID with first, oh my gosh, let's produce as many ventilators as we possibly can, and let's cram a ventilator down everybody's throat, and then we discovered, oh crap, that's actually killing people. And then we spent billions of taxpayer dollars supporting private companies like Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson to rush an emergency use approval authorization, an EUA, for a COVID vaccine. And now you look back and you realize, oh, not only did they not really do anything, so they weren't really vaccines, now we're finding out that, oh, they're actually causing, unexpected deaths, all sorts of heart problems, all sorts of disease problems, and they're killing people. Young people are dropping like flies who took the vaccine. Maybe we shouldn't have rushed it. We did everything wrong. So we put a plan together, and then we implemented that plan, and that plan was the absolutely worst thing we could do. For example, isolating everybody, as opposed to isolating those who were indeed the most at risk. And what did we do with those that were at most at risk, the elderly? Oh, we took sick people who had a virus infection, and we put other people in their rooms. I mean, how stupid do we have to be? And then the whole mask, not mask thing. Oh, don't wear a mask. Oh, wear a mask. Well, okay, so just put a bandana on. That's stupid. You know, I wasn't very good in high school, or even college for that matter, in biology. But I did learn, like, the difference between bacteria and a virus. And I know that a bacteria cannot pass through one of those little blue masks. They're too big. But a virus, a tiny, tiny little microscopic virus, yeah, they can pass through. But let's all wear masks. Didn't do a damn thing. Nothing at all. And now let's do boosters. And everybody gets boosters, and everybody still gets sick. And in fact, some people get boosters, and then they die. So here he is. This Yahoo Obama, sitting there criticizing the Bush administration for not having a plan. So everybody puts a plan together, and then we look at the plan that we implemented for COVID, and we realize, oh, wait a minute. And by the way, how did that gain of function actually work at the Wuhan lab where, oh, maybe the transmission from a bat or whatever the hell it came from to a human occurred because we were doing dangerous experiments in a communist country that didn't have any safeguards, unlike you might have at Fort Detrick here in the United States. So then I looked even further. Is anybody talking about this now? Well, of course. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Kareem Jean-Pierre, White House Press Secretary.
How worried is the White House about birdflu?
It may be hard to have heard. The question was, how worried is the White House about bird flu?
How worried is the White House about bird flu?
So, look, this is something that we are certainly monitoring. We have been, CDC has been certainly working on top, working and focusing on this. You know, we take health and safety of the American people seriously. It is very important to this president. Our top priority is to keep communities healthy, safe, and informed.
You know, I could take that answer. I could apply that answer to any question she gets asked. Any question. So just consider that this first part of this hour has been simply designed to scare you. Get your masks out. Go isolate. Stay away from people. Because one guy's got the bird flu.
Just yesterday, when I captured my son's first steps, or when we recorded his soccer games on VHS tapes, those moments are gone. But the old home movies and pictures don't need to be. That's why my son created Legacy Box.
That's right, Mom. Over a million families have used Legacy Box to digitally preserve their old home movies and photos.
Simply fill Legacy Box with your old camcorder tapes, film, and photos. They will professionally digitize and send them back on DVDs, thumb drive, or the cloud.
With Mother's Day around the corner, it's the perfect time to get your legacy box and save your family's history. After all, few things are as important as protecting your precious memories. Give your mom a Mother's Day present she'll never forget. Legacy Box is offering a 60% discount. Order yours today and take advantage of our best Mother's Day sale ever. Visit legacybox.com/audio and for a limited time, get an incredible 60% off your order. That's legacybox.com/audio for 60% off. legacybox.com/audio.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasingame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
June 8th is your chance to support our veterans. Join Simpson University, Dr. Paul DeNuca, and Josh Barker Real Estate for the Simpson Veteran Success Center fundraising gala featuring John Bartis, founder and chairman of Higher Heroes. You'll be moved by the real stories of Johnny, Ruby, Jess, and Julia. Go to the SimpsonU.edu events page to become a sponsor or reserve your table now. That's SimpsonU.edu/events.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. You know what I hate? I hate when one of you goobers, kind of either by accident or by actually understanding how I think, that you predict what's coming next. I didn't tease anything in that last segment. But goober number 7105, gee, I hate to get your head will explode when I say this, but you're right. He writes, Michael, I will go one step further with the bird flu in cattle. They want us to stop consuming so much cattle because of climate change. They're trying to scare us to move away from beef. How did you know that the next story I wanted to do takes us to the great state of Florida? Now, do not misunderstand what I'm about to talk about. I like Ron DeSantis. In fact, Ron DeSantis was my first choice to be the Republican nominee for president. But I freely admit he totally and completely bombed as a national presidential candidate. He just could not, for whatever reason, translate what he was doing in Florida onto the national scene. He just couldn't, he just didn't have the charisma that somehow he was able to personify and show in the state of Florida. It just didn't translate to the national scene. But now he's doing something that the libertarian in me is like, why? Why are you doing this? Now, because I like Ron DeSantis, and I recoil at the idea of eating lab-grown meat, you would think that I might agree with this.
Be seeing any lab-grown meat on grills in Florida. Governor DeSantis made that official today, signing a bill that bans the manufacture and sale of cultivated meats. Fox 13's Aaron Mesmer has more on this new law.
This mouth-watering sizzle and sear is more science to stomach than farm to table, and that's why it won't be happening in Florida.
Take your fake lab-grown meat elsewhere. We're not doing that in the state of Florida.
That's the message behind the bill Governor DeSantis signed Wednesday. It takes aim at meat grown by scientists in a lab, making it a crime to manufacture or sell cultivated meat in Florida.
What they want to say is this is the same as raising cattle and doing it naturally, then there's no reason that you have this industry. So it is designed to represent a threat to agriculture as we know it.
And supporters say the new law offers protections to Florida's cattle industry.
It's never been more important than today to protect Florida's farmers and ranchers, and that's what this legislation does.
But opponents say concerns about lab-grown meat are overblown. Federal regulators have already said some products are safe and ready to eat after receiving FDA approval last year.
Oh, you know what? I just changed my mind about this. Never mind. The FDA has approved it. What could possibly go wrong here?
Made by cultivated meat industry members during the legislative session.
Cultivated meat is safe, period. We make our chicken with a safe process.
Wait a minute. We make our chicken? How can you call it chicken? How can you call it beef if it's not chicken or beef? If it's grown in a lab, I have to break it to you, bucko, but it ain't chicken. It's chemicals. It's something else. It's even worse than my Diet Coke I'm sucking down right now.
Safe environment. And USDA inspectors are on site during operations at all times, from beginning to end.
Others have argued this law threatens the free market and is too short-sighted.
By potentially criminalizing cultivated meat, poultry, and seafood, this bill stifles innovation, limits consumer choice and free market principles, and undermines economic growth.
That was Aaron Mesmer reporting for us. This law does not...
Yeah, that's good enough. Now, like I said, I like DeSantis. And I recoil at the idea of lab-grown meat. So you'd think I would agree with that story, right? Let me make something else abundantly clear. I got a lot of friends that are cattle ranchers. And I love, oh my gosh, do I love a really good bone-in ribeye grilled just medium rare. Just garlic, salt, and pepper on it. That's all you need, baby. That's all you need. I want it cool red and pink in the center. I want it from a really nice grass-fed cattle off on the ranch somewhere. That's what I want. Now, in that story, DeSantis says, take your fake lab-grown meat elsewhere. We're not going to do that in the state of Florida. Well, I guess that's what governing means now. If you don't like something, just ban it. DeSantis even got the nod from Senator Lurch. Yes. John Fetterman. Pains me deeply to agree with Crash and Burn Ron, but I co-sign this. As a member of Senate Ag Dems, and as some dude who would never serve that stuff, that slop, to my kids, I stand with our American ranchers and farmers. Oh, my God, what is happening to me? A guy that I like, Ron DeSantis, I disagree with, and a guy that I think is a nut job, I agree with. I mean, I disagree with Ron DeSantis, and I agree with John Fetterman. By the way, footnote here, John Fetterman has been absolutely a staunch supporter of Israel and has been absolutely lambasting these useful idiots on college campuses. It's a bizarre world, isn't it? But something about this whole thing rubbed me the wrong way. And again, I support cattle ranchers. I support innovation. I really have a bugaboo about bans. This thing just rubs me the wrong way. I think my main objection, of course, is that this sort of thing is not up to the government to decide. Scientific progress should be able to march on. And now the eggheads have figured out how to slice proteins together or whatever they're doing. It doesn't look very appetizing to me. But there's a lot of stuff that people eat that doesn't look very appetizing to me. Keep those stupid Brussels sprouts away from me. I find it fascinating about Brussels sprouts. I despise Brussels sprouts. My mother used to feed them to me as a kid. I hated them. I can't stand the texture. I can't stand the smell. And now they make them as an appetizer. In fact, at the restaurant I was at last night, Brussels sprouts were an appetizer. I just laughed at because they surround them in bacon. They put olive oil all over them. They cover them in pepper and salt. They do everything to mask them. And then they charge you an arm and a leg for a bunch of Brussels sprouts that, quite frankly, I'll just be fed to the pig somewhere. If the result of this lab-grown meat is palatable to human taste buds, and if it can sustain human life, you know what? Then I think human beings ought to be able to decide for themselves whether they want to eat it or not. Just make sure it's marked clearly. In fact, don't put it over in the meat section in the grocery store. Put it over somewhere in the fake food section. In fact, grocery stores ought to now have a fake food section. And again, remember, not only do I not have anything against the meat industry, I support the meat industry. Screw you, PETA. It's in their natural self-interest to suppress competition. They see this as a threat. But again, that doesn't mean that politicians should make those cowboys their cronies. In fact, you ought to just stay out of this. If John Fetterman doesn't want to serve that, what he calls slop, to his kids, he shouldn't have to. But that also goes for a lot of other slop that I can't believe that people consume. You know, people derive, in fact, hang on a second. That's a really good couple of sips of Diet Coke there. You know what that Diet Coke is? Well, it's got carbonated water, so that's natural. Everything else is chemicals. Yeah, everything else is chemicals. And I know it's not necessarily good for me. Some people say it's bad for me. But guess what? I'm making my own choice. If you don't want to drink Diet Coke, I'm not going to force you to. On the other hand, if I want to drink Diet Coke, don't ban it. You know, it's funny because, well, it's not really funny. It's kind of serious. Isn't this a matter of personal choice? Isn't this a matter of something called freedom and liberty? If you want to put something in your body and somebody wants to sell it to you and you're willing to do that, I don't think it's any of the government's business. Now, should a company sell lab-grown meat and then tell people it's from a real animal they actually killed, like calling it chicken and calling it hamburger? No. It should be clearly labeled, just like every other dang thing we eat. Go look at labels sometime. I'm not OCD about it, but I have become the guy that looks at labels. Because, one, I watch my sugar intake. I very, very careful about my sugar intake. Now, sometimes I'm not very good about that, but I am paying attention to my sugar intake. Maybe that's why I should describe it. But go read labels sometimes. You might be astounded at what's in whatever you're eating that you think is all natural. But let's be honest. Let's think about what happened to Beyond Meat. Beyond Meat, hang tight.
Does your current trophy wife want a life insurance policy three times the size of your previous mistakes? Relax and call Big Lou at Term Provider. Big Lou says if you're in your 50s, even a bit porky, a $1 million term life policy should only cost about $200 to $300 per month. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He likes trophies, too. For affordable life insurance, call 800-529-2856.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dinovite.
Feel the pulse of excitement as the Reading Rodeo returns. Funkin' by the River, May 15th to the 18th. Secure your place now with tickets exclusively available at ReadingRodeo.com. Experience where legends are forged and unforgettable memories created at the Reading Rodeo. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th. Thank you to our sponsors, Reading Rancheria, Valero, and Ford. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Visit ReadingRodeo.com today.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So this is the libertarian in me coming out. Because I really don't care. If you want to eat fake meat, have at it, baby. Have at it. And if somebody wants to innovate and produce something, and I find it funny, somebody made a good point on the text line about if chicken and beef are so bad, then why do they keep calling it chicken and beef, and why do they make everything look like chicken and beef? Why don't you just make it like, put it in a can, you know, just a can of, like, I don't know, a can of Spam or something, or deviled ham. Just cram it into a can. You know, I know what, make it look like that cranberry sauce that, you know, people have in the can that they use at Thanksgiving and Christmas. Just take the can opener. There's your can of fake beef or fake chicken, and, you know, use your can opener, and then just turn the can upside down, and it just flops onto the, do what? Spam, yeah, Spam, just like Spam. And just pop it down on your plate, and there you got it. And then, you know, maybe you could grill it, saute it, put it in the air fryer, take it out on the grill. I don't know, maybe stick it on the grill. I don't know, maybe stick it on the grill. Do whatever you want to do. But we all see what happened to Beyond Meat. I think Beyond Meat is probably about as popular as, I don't know, Joe Biden. And I really don't think that other fake meat is going to sell better, unless, of course, the real stuff gets so dang expensive because of government regulations and inflation and everything else. And, of course, the attack on the cattle industry. We got to kill off the cattle industry because those cows are just consuming too much air and water. Those cows are just putting out too many farts, too much methane. So we got to kill off the cattle industry. And then that way you won't have any choice but when you go to the grocery store to buy the fake stuff. But so far, Beyond Meat, I don't hear about Beyond Meat anymore. You know what? That's the free market at work. That's how we in this country handle things. Not some guy down in Florida banning stuff. As much as I like that guy, stop it. And the Florida legislature, you stop it too. You know what? Or for that matter, a guy in a hoodie and gym shorts. Come on, Fetterman, if you don't want to feed that slop to your kids, then you don't have to feed the slop to your kids. Kids get enough slop as it is. You know, here's what I think is the core of the problem. Again, as much as I like Ron DeSantis and as much as I support the cattle industry, I don't think they trust the free market. And I do think they're scared of competition. So they're going to keep Floridians from making this personal decision. So you can't, you know, maybe there's somebody down in Florida, there's some kid in the garage somewhere that's coming up with, well, hot dogs are already fake. So maybe they're coming up with a new fake something that's just as edible, just as nutritious, and is not going to harm your body. But, you know, think about all of the yahoos that push this, whether it's because of climate change or anything else. But the people that push fake meat, fake chicken, yet if I mention three letters, they're probably going to run for the hills, scared, feciless. GMO. Oh my gosh. You mean those modified organisms? Yeah. Huh. And then how many people go, now I can't imagine going to a really good sushi place and finding this, but somebody sent me a text message and said, I just made some California rolls. And it very clearly says, imitation crab meat. Yep. How many people are more than willing to consume imitation crab meat? I probably would. I wouldn't want to pay for real crab meat and then somebody tell me it's imitation crab meat. So that's why, well, a good sushi place isn't going to do that. If the cattle industry, and again, I have to keep telling you how much I support the cattle industry because I actually do. I grew up in cattle country. I've spoken to cattlemen's association all over the country. If the cattle guys really believe in superiority of their product, which it is, then they don't need to resort to this in Florida. What you couldn't see in that soundbite were some of the people speaking in favor of the ban were different members of cattlemen's associations in Florida. Come on, guys. Come on. Your stuff is already superior. You can compete with it in the free market. Trust me, you can do that. And the more I kind of think about this, this is confession time. I really am tempted to try it. I'd like to try one of those clumps of cells for myself. I want to see what the texture's like. I want to see what the taste is like. How I would like for it to occur, not that I would trust any of you to do that, because clearly I wouldn't, but wouldn't it be fun to have a group of people over? Hey, come over. We're going to grill some burgers tonight. Oh, great. We're going to have grilled hamburgers, fried potatoes. We're going to have, a nice big salad, Caesar salad or something. And what better than grilled burgers and fried potatoes? Oh my God. We're talking about, mwah. And then at the end, tell them, yeah, that was all fake. Oh, you don't like burgers? You prefer chicken? Okay. Well, we'll grill you some chicken breasts too. How is everything, everybody? Everything tastes good? Yeah, this is wonderful. You can really grill well. Well, thank you. Thank you. Everybody enjoying it? Anybody need seasoning or anything? No, everything's good? Okay, great. Great. And when it's all done, comes time for a little, strawberry shortcake for dessert. By the way, that was all fake. That was fake stuff. The only thing worse than, I think, fake meat is fake excuses. This shows how contrarian I am. I don't like it to be banned. I don't want it to be banned. I think the free market ought to play out. Cattlemen, I don't think you have much to worry about. I think you'll win this one. And yes, I understand that this may be a backdoor because of climate change. But you know what? I'm just contrarian in the way that I don't want to ban it. I don't want to buy it, but I would be willing to try it. Not that I would ever, you know what? I was going to say something maybe wrong. I was going to say not that I would ever end up just using it instead of real beef or real chicken. But maybe I would. That's called choice. And that's called a free market. And what we ought to do is quit worrying about banning everything. Why are we constantly wanting to ban stuff? I know, because you don't want the competition. Well, you already have a superior product. You'll win. Trust me, you'll win, at least in this kitchen.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Like just yesterday when I captured my son's first steps, or when we recorded his soccer games on VHS tapes. Those moments are gone. But the old home movies and pictures don't need to be. That's why my son created Legacy Box.
That's right, Mom. Over 1 million families have used Legacy Box to digitally preserve their old home movies and photos.
Simply fill Legacy Box with your old camcorder tapes, film, and photos. They will professionally digitize and send them back on DVDs, thumb drive, or the cloud.
With Mother's Day around the corner, it's the perfect time to get your Legacy Box and save your family's history. After all, few things are as important as protecting your precious memories. Give your mom a Mother's Day present she'll never forget. Legacy Box is offering a 60% discount. Order yours today and take advantage of our best Mother's Day sale ever. Visit legacybox.com/audio and for a limited time, get an incredible 60% off your order. That's legacybox.com/audio for 60% off. Legacybox.com/audio.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.